If somebody asked you what Oregon's state fruit is, would you know without looking it up?
It's the pear. 84% of pears in America are grown here in Oregon and Washington. Jim Morris is with the Pear Bureau Northwest.
There are other regions in the world that produce pears, like Argentina and South Africa, even Italy. So pears are grown in other places, but for the U.S. crop, the vast majority of the pears are grown in Oregon and Washington.
And we'd like to say that ours are better than theirs, too.
Well, of course.
So tell me a little bit about how the Oregon gets from the tree to the table here.
We are Pear Bureau Northwest, and that means we are a federal marketing order. We are the oldest federal marketing order recognized by USDA. We represent between 700 and 800 growers in Oregon and Washington, so a lot of family farms. Many of them are second or even third generation. So I think that's one thing that makes our industry so special is that we are really supporting the local growers. And, of course, we live in a part of the world that really is conducive to a great growing environment. We have awesome volcanic soil that drains really well on the slopes, and we also get a lot of the nice variety in the weather in terms of we get cool nights and warm days. These are all things that pear trees enjoy to grow a really wonderful fruit.
How are we doing as far as, you know, the weather's changing up a little bit? Is it, you know, is it causing any problems for pear growing here, or are we still okay?
We're still okay. We did have a little bit of a delay in the harvest this year because we did have that snow event in April. So we had, our spring was cold and wet for a lot longer than it normally is. In fact, we had 18 inches of snow on pear trees in April up on Mount Hood. And so that delayed the harvest a few weeks more than is typical. But everything size-wise and quantity-wise, we're still within what we look at the five-year average, and we're still sitting there. So far, so good. Last year, of course, we had the heat dome, and the timing of that did not affect the crop negatively. So these events kind of, they happen, but so far we've been okay.
I feel like pear is an underutilized, I guess, under-recognized fruit. I think it's amazing, and it can go in so many things. Do we need to push pears a little more?
Yeah, I know for sure. Pears are incredibly versatile. They are perfect for just about any meal or any occasion. You can put sliced pears on your oatmeal, put them in your smoothie at breakfast. Lunch, it's great on flatbread or pizza. Dinner time as well, desserts, even cocktails. So pears are really incredibly diverse. And so that's one thing that we like to really communicate is by simply adding a pear to an everyday dish like a salad or a pizza, you can really elevate that dish just by adding pear to it. And I think the other thing that we oftentimes run into is a lot of people think of pears as a fall fruit. They are harvested, August, September, October. So people tend to think of them as a fall fruit. But really, pears are available nearly year-round.
That is Jim Morris from Pear Bureau Northwest.